You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. In California, farms have not been immune to COVID-19. A Farm Bureau Federation survey found that more than half of farms across the state have lost customers or sales due to the pandemic. And small family farms are especially vulnerable. KALW's Adriana Rodriguez has that story.
I think I see their sign, actually. Hi. This is Yerena Farms?
Yes.
Yeah? Is Polly here today?
Yeah.
Yeah? Thank you. Hi, Polly. Nice to see you in person.
Well, you know, here we are.
That's Polly Yerena, a farmer who grows berries on 17 acres around Watsonville. We meet at the Ferry Plaza Farmers Market in San Francisco in April. The next week, I call him up to ask how his small family farm has been doing since California issued the shelter-in-place order.
Well, see, one of the things of what's going on this crisis is that we depend mostly from the farmer's market. Everybody's suffering, either from the owner to the employees.
Polly specializes in strawberries, but also grows raspberries, blackberries, and boysenberries. He sells to a couple of pie bakeries and jam shops, but he doesn't have contracts with restaurants or grocery stores.
No, we don't. Yeah, most of our product comes to the farmers market.
About 80% of his berries. Polly tells me that before the shelter in place, when restaurants were still open for dining, chefs would visit his farmers market stall and buy about half of his supply. Even though some of the markets are still open, because restaurants have been closed, chefs haven't been buying. To get a broader understanding, I call Evan Wigg at the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, or CAF, an organization that's been advocating for small and mid-sized farmers around California for over 40 years.
There's a whole mountain of obstacles that the farmers were facing prior to this happening. And when COVID hit, for a lot of farmers, it was just pretty devastating.
This has mainly been impacting farmers who have been selling to restaurants, wholesalers, and cafeterias.
For those farmers, you know, they lost as much as 100% of their sales outlets in less than a week. When all those businesses shut down, that was it for them.
Although it has been really tough for some farmers, others adjusted quickly and are doing well. In general, farms that are doing well right now already had a CSA in place, he says.
That's community-supported agriculture. At the beginning of the season, you buy into the farm and you get a weekly delivery of whatever the farm is producing at that time.
Connecting consumers directly to producers through membership programs.
So farmers who are struggling to retain their members at the beginning of March, by the end of that same month, have waiting lists.
Consumers like the idea of getting local produce directly from local farmers during the pandemic.
So for those farmers, it's been terrific.
Sandy McGinnis Garcia co-owns McGinnis Ranch. When I met Sandy at the Ferry Plaza Farmers Market, she told me that she has found CSAs to be a lifeline.
It's really slow here at the market, but we're like shifting to other avenues to sell product. We're putting our product in some of the CSA boxes that are being delivered.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that before?
No.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of stuff in the field that needs to be harvested. It's kind of like, is it going to make it to somebody? Or we're actually selling to the edible schoolyard, which they usually sell to schools, but they shifted to food banks. And it's just hard to make the shift so quickly.
Yeah.
And have an instant market and be prepared, but we're pretty flexible.
But for other farmers who lost their markets, the challenge of redirecting food to new customers hasn't been easy.
To lose all of your markets overnight, it's difficult.
That's Josefina Lara Chavez, the farm-to-market specialist at CAF.
And so they had all of this surplus of product that they were trying to pivot to another market.
Josefina deals directly with the farmers.
A lot of the farmers of color, for example, have been contacting us because they are often, just in general, even before COVID-19, they are left out of the best marketing opportunities.
She says farmers of color don't always have the Bay Area connections to get in on the CSAs here. and all that produce can be too expensive for people in farm-working communities to buy. Josefina also says farmers who are not native English speakers have an additional challenge communicating with customers.
So it's really difficult to build relationship with these farmers, even though they might have the same capacity as an English-speaking farmer. Just solely on them not being able to speak English fluently is a disadvantage. I think people need to understand is that TSAs aren't for everyone.
Evan Wigg says another big challenge with moving into new markets is that most California farmers are older.
The average age of farmers in California is well over 60 years old. So we've got this whole generation of farmers who are in their 70s and 80s. And to assume that they can simply pivot and start setting up online stores and promoting themselves through Facebook, Instagram, and all these other online tools, that's a hard sell.
This is the situation for Pauly Irena. He's 68 years old and has been working as a farmer since he was 15. He's lived through a lot of historical moments in California farming. He remembers seeing Cesar Chavez speak, and he made it through loss of crops, labor, and infrastructure, being at the epicenter of the Loma Prieta earthquake.
When we had the earthquake, we went through the whole, the same thing in 1989. We, the farmers, we're used to this situation sometimes, so we're just trying to cope whatever is happening right now.
I first met Pauly in April, and I wanted to see how he is doing now, and I really wanted some strawberries. So I visited him at the Ferry Plaza Farmers Market.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right.
I just came to say hi and buy some berries from you.
All right, whatever you like. Those are nice.
Pauly's smiling and joking. In the last couple of months, he's started growing a variety of new crops like tomatoes, green beans, and squash, which is all part of his new business model that his son is managing.
It's a farm to fridge, which is taking off pretty good right now.
Delivering produce boxes to a drop-off site in San Francisco twice a week.
So that's one of the reasons that we're just adjusting whatever we're growing so we can have more diversity products in those CSA boxes, yeah, that's...
And who runs the CSA part of the business now?
My son, he used to be a chef here in San Francisco, and now he's helping us too, yeah. Since the restaurants are already closed. And another son is helping us too, to build greenhouses.
So they can now grow produce year-round. You have a great story.
Well, the thing is, everybody has his own story, so... And that happens to be one of mine.
A story that's gone in a new direction because of COVID-19. In San Francisco, I'm Adriana Rodriguez for Cross Currents.
Adriana is a researcher and reporter for KALW's The Spiritual Edge. Yesterday, we aired an interview with Dr. Noha Abalata about the coronavirus pandemic in East Oakland due to an editing error on our part. When Dr. Abalata said the virus is almost controlled within the white population, we didn't mention she was referring to HIV/AIDS, not COVID-19. We apologize for any confusion our error may have caused.